Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Mackanin. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting ninth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Fernando Arroyo. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Thad Boesley. Batting second. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boesley. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Wilfong scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to third. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Boesley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boesley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Boesley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Simmons and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Powell reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. Weiniger moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's Twins, 2, Brewers, 2. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Mackinnon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackanin misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackanin. Molitor moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodwin. Cooper moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Brewers. John Verhoeven now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howell moves to third. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackanin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. Hatcher moves to second. It's 7-3, Brewers. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Butera now catching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ricky Keaton now pitching. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackanin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castano moves to third. Mackanin moves to second. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castano scores. Mackanin moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 7-4, Brewers. Dave Engel pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Mackanin scores. Ward moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Brewers. Chuck Baker pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Engel now playing right field. Chuck Baker now playing shortstop. Pete Mackanin now playing second base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-4 in the game. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Butera and he is out, Castano applying the tag. Bosley moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor is walked intentionally. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie, who is chasing the ball. Goodwin reaches third base with a triple. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.